federal employees in Oklahoma have lost their jobs. Details on the first candidate who is going for state attorney general. And a real-world lesson in restoring contaminated mining land. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Monday, February 24th. I'm Deborah Schar. Federal agriculture workers in Oklahoma were among the thousands fired as part of the Trump administration's efforts to downsize. Anna Pope reports agriculture leaders are concerned about what this means for program delivery for farmers and ranchers.
Sources say about 30 USDA employees have been dismissed from the Natural Resource Conservation Service in Oklahoma. They also say employees in other agencies were impacted. Republican Congressman Frank Lucas says he's concerned about the cuts.
I would suggest to you that most people who take an early buyout are on the verge of retirement anyway. They are the experienced, knowledgeable decision makers. And again, I say this respectfully, but when you take out the 1 year or less people, they're the worker bees who move the paper, who get in the trucks, who go out and do the things. So if you take all out the decision makers and you take out the worker bees, that's real destruction.
Lucas spoke at the American Farmers and Ranchers annual convention this weekend. In Norman, I'm Anna Pope.
While the federal workforce is becoming smaller, these efforts come as Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt is also looking to reduce the number of state employees by the end of his term. A former state lawmaker is jumping in the race to replace State Attorney General Gettner Drummond in 2026. State Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos tells us this is the first candidate for the race.
Former Representative John Eccles, an attorney by trade, represented Oklahoma City's House District 90 for 12 years before terming out the last election cycle. State Ethics Commission records show he's now running for the office of Oklahoma's State Attorney General. As a lawmaker, Eccles served on various appropriations and budget committees, the Health and Human Services and Joint Pandemic Relief Oversight Committees, and others. He was also a champion for the state's sweeping anti-immigration measure, House Bill 4156. That measure, authored by then House Speaker and now gubernatorial candidate Charles McCall from Atoka, was eventually signed into law and is now contested in federal court. In a rare feat of coordination for lawmakers, Drummond, McCall, and Eccles are positioned to each publicly take credit for that bill's passage. In Oklahoma City, I'm Lionel Ramos.
Eccles is set to formally launch his campaign at 2 o'clock Wednesday afternoon at the Christian Heritage Academy in Del City. Oklahoma law allows schools to offer pre-kindergarten for four-year-olds. State Impact's Beth Wallace reports a new measure would allow schools to extend grade offerings to three-year-olds.
House Bill 2395 by Mustang Republican Brian Hill would amend existing law to allow schools to offer half-day or full-day pre-kindergarten for three-year-olds. Hill says in his district, Mustang Public Schools houses a three-year-old program, but it's only open to high-needs families. He says this policy would allow programs like that to expand to everyone.
When we're talking about childcare deserts and when we're talking about educational outcomes, I believe this is an important part of the discussion.
Concern was raised about whether the measure would take clients away from daycares, which subsidize more expensive care for newborns and babies with toddler enrollment. The bill passed the House Appropriations and Budget Education Subcommittee and now heads to the Appropriations Committee. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
Northeast Oklahoma's Tar Creek Superfund site is known for its disheartening history. But as Katie Hallam reports, seven local tribal nations are using the area as a teaching tool.
The Tar Creek Apprenticeship Program, or TCAP, is a settlement-funded fellowship for students whose tribes were impacted by the nearby Superfund site. Program coordinator Tammy Lowry says it is designed to secure a cleaner future.
We have to teach the next generation how to do this. TCAP is teaching students restoration concepts. We're taking them to ground zero.
Former TCAP apprentice Anna Collins now works as an assistant program coordinator.
That was something that really stuck with me and a lot of the other apprentices, is knowing that the only reason we were there was because there were genuinely so many members of our community and our elders who wanted a future for us that was better than what they'd been handed. That is really what the goal of the apprenticeship program is to just create generations of people who are willing to work with the problem and find a solution.
Applications close at the beginning of March. I'm Katie Hallam.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Schar.
Each morning, it's a new opportunity, a chance to start fresh. Up First from NPR makes each morning an opportunity to learn and to understand. Choose to join the world every morning with Up First, a podcast that hands you everything going on across the globe and down the street, all in 15 minutes or less. Start your day informed and anew with Up First by subscribing wherever you get your podcasts.